on their shelves or in their cubbies. The undisturbed items, where I could decipher titles, were prosaic inventories or tax records or regular city histories of little interest. I wondered why Smoke would bother with those. Maybe just to hide the good stuff? Maybe because he was a fire marshal as well as court wizard? Whatever. The good stuff was gone. And by that I mean not only any long-missing volumes of the annals that might have been lying around, but also a number of what I had suspected to be magical texts when last I looked in.
Damn it, damn it!
I wanted to throw things, to break things, to bounce rocks off villains' heads. Even before I found the single fallen feather, I had a good idea of what had happened. I collected that feather. On the way back, I definitely heard sounds that did not spring from my imagination. I did not bother to investigate. The man tried to follow my light, but could not keep up. Chapter 94. Croker looked up, puzzled, when I laid the white feather in front of him and said, "The books are gone. And there are deceivers lost in there. At least one dead one and one still alive."
"Gone!"
He plucked the feather off the document he was studying. "Somebody took them." His distress was apparent only because his hand began to shake.
"How?"
"They just walked in off the street and carried them away." I did not for a moment consider the possibility that someone inside the palace had visited Smoke's books. He said nothing for a while. "What perfect timing." Another silence. "What's this feather?" "Maybe a message. Maybe just a lost feather. I found one like it when I discovered that the Widowmaker armor had disappeared from hiding in Dejigore. A white feather. From an albino crow." I ran through my catalog of encounters, real and possibly imagined. His hand shook again. "You never actually met her. But you recognized her? She was here the night the deceiver struck? And you never said anything?" "I forgot that. That was the worst night of my life, Captain. That night has twisted everything else around me." He gestured for silence. He thought. I stared. He was nothing like the croaker who'd been company physician and analyst when I joined up. After a while, he muttered, "That must be it." "What?" "The voice you encountered whenever you were pulled back to Dejigore. Think. Was it inconsistent?" "I don't think I understand. Did it seem like it might be different people talking all the time?" "Now I got it. I don't think so. It did seem to have different attitudes and styles sometimes. The bitch. The sneaking bitch.